Shelley Fraser-Mickle is doing some numbers for us this week.
This is National Mathematics Education Month, and I don't know why I'm talking about this, unless it is because I'm a walking, talking symbol that mathematics can be taught. You see, I do not believe in mathematics. In the first place, it is too hard to spell. And in the second, when you do it, you have to use numbers. And numbers never say anything to me. They are nice as decorations. They look good on thermometers. And they are good for separating things in your mind. Like my father once named our twin cats 20 and 30. But then, my father was a good mathematician. And for a while, he considered naming me 5 squared, since I was born on the 25th day of the month. Now, I guess you're thinking I'm a good example of an old belief that girls can't do math. Well, that's not true, because I'm not a good example of anything, except that human beings never outgrow their taste for cotton candy. Besides, my best friend Gloria was a math whiz. She could compute how many times a Parcheesi board could be opened before the cardboard fell apart. She could do all the probabilities of drawing a royal flush every time we played poker. And whenever I owed her 10 cents, she calculated the interest until I paid it, which was 1/16 of every cent for every hour I owed her. Gloria went on to get a PhD in math, which blows anybody's theories that girls can't do math. But then, in my opinion, Gloria wasn't quite human. She even calculated that over the lifetime of my cats, 20 and 30, they could have 14,329 kittens, and suggested I buy stock in Purina, then told me how much capital gains I would have to pay if I sold that stock in 1961. Bertrand Russell, the British philosopher, said that mathematics may be defined as the subject in which we never know what we are talking about, nor whether what we are saying is true. I think he got it right. But my favorite quote is by Lord Byron, who said he knew that 2 and 2 made 4, but he would be so much happier if he could convert it into 5. Frankly, my saving grace was being born with 10 fingers and 10 toes. To me, this is the handheld calculator. Which reminds me, if you have a child just learning about the world, look around you. There are plenty of things to help him learn about math. Trees to count, cars, and buttons. And if you happen to have a whiz, like my friend Gloria, well, isn't this also the month to do your taxes?